Again, my people, the Lord would encourage and warn you this morning that now is not the time to grow faint or weary in your hearts, to look at those things that are upon the earth. Now is the time to draw near to me, my people, to continue to look to me, to love one another, to be open, to allow my spirit to do whatever that work that he would in your heart. Now is not the time to resist, my people. For yea, there are many who think they're in my perfect will because of their works, because they're really busy religiously. They have great outreach. They're very successful financially. They have dynamic programs. They have dynamic personalities as leaders. And they think they're in my perfect will. But my people, I'm not receiving this. I'm not receiving that from them. My people, I have a plan, yes, but you are overcomers. You, my people, I am receiving.
Amen.
Because your worship comes from the heart. It is true. It is truth. You have allowed me to reveal and work the cross in your life, my people.
Jesus.
Listen to what I say over my flock. I say, little flock, I say you have a little strength. I say that there are few labourers in the vineyard. I'm looking for quality, my people, not quantity in this end time. So do not grow weary because the way is difficult, because of the trials, because of the delays, because the intellect cannot work out what I'm doing, because it can't be logically understood. But as you learn, as you yield, as you let my spirit train you, says the Lord, if you would just let me have complete control in your life, my people, that's where the fruit comes from. That's the worship I receive. That's the life that I am working with. One who will completely let me take over in his life. My people, do not try to understand. Do not try. Stop striving and trying to live the Christian life, but let me take over.
Amen.
Let the Lord Jesus Christ live his life in and through you, says the Lord. For that fruit will be produced. You will bear that fruit. You will remain in my perfect will, says the Lord. But continue to look to me, to trust me, to praise me at all times, to let me have full control in your life. The one thing you need to know now is that today, just today, now, you are in my perfect will.
Amen.
What happens tomorrow, what happened yesterday, you have no control of it.
Jesus.
The one thing that the trials are to teach you, do not try to work it out. Don't let them baffle you. Don't think it's strange. My people, you know you are in my perfect will when the trials that you go through teach you this one thing, that I am Lord, I'm in control. You're not in control, I am.
Amen.
I'm the boss. You say, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, but will you let me have dominion in your life? You say I'm Lord, but are you obeying me? Are you doing the things I'm telling you? Not in a religious, fearful, legalistic way, but those trials, are you simply acknowledging, Lord, I cannot do this in my own strength. Take over.
Jesus.
That is my dominion. It's a dominion of love where I've won your hearts. I don't force you. I don't beat you when you fail. I'm not cruel. I'm not harsh. Let me win your hearts, my people.
Jesus.
Let me win you. As I forgive those failures, as I show you that I am pure love, pure wisdom, that I'm worthy of your praise, of your worship, that my lordship over your life is not a harsh thing, it is not a difficult thing, but it is salvation, it's healing, it's deliverance, it's a full provision. My control over your life, my people, is redemption. Never forget that. It's relationship, it's redemption. It's not trying. It's not being afraid of me, but coming to me. Yes, you've got problems, Yes, you've got things in your life that anyone else would make you feel ashamed of. Your conscience maybe make you feel ashamed. But my people, I am not ashamed of you. I gave you my life those years ago. I've loved you from eternity.
You.
And I'm now calling you into my presence.
Great.
Not to tremble and be afraid, but my people, to express, to show you my love for you.
Jesus.
And to cleanse you of those things that would cause you shame Jesus. And fear.
Jesus.
My people, I would have you walk in the fullness of Christ. A full liberty, led by the Spirit, a clean conscience. Yes, my people, all you have at the moment is your faith. Your life may not look as dynamic or as amazing as other people's, but do not compare yourself to them. Compare yourself to me, says the Lord. Look to me. I am the one. It's not when you speak to people, oh, well, what would you do? What would they do? No, my people, it's what would I do? What would Jesus do?
Mm.
Interpret Scripture. Interpret your life by me, not by anyone else. You're not in competition, but as you look to me, as you allow me to take over, you will find that peace, that joy, that rest to your soul. Come to me. Come to me, my people. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Take my yoke upon you. Oh, my people, learn of me. Learn and enter into that rest, for I am meek and lowly, says the Lord.